Hey Daniel, have you heard about the big news in the aerospace world today?
No, what is it?
The UK, Japan and Italy are teaming up for a new global combat air program to develop the next generation fighter jet.
I see, so this is a big international effort then.
Exactly. Team Tempest has been working on this since 2018 with companies like Bay Systems, Leonardo UK, MBDA UK and Rolls-Royce.
Wow, that is so cool. I wonder what kind of capabilities they're aiming for.
Well, the goal is to develop next-generation future combat air systems capabilities.
And how much economic value could this bring to the UK?
A report from PwC last year said if the UK takes a core role, it could support 21,000 jobs a year and contribute £26.2 billion to the economy by 2050.
That's a huge number. And how many people are already working on this in the UK?
Around 2,500 people are already working on the programme, as part of Team Tempest and wider industry.
And what about the supply chain? How many companies are involved?
More than 580 organisations are on contract across the UK, including 91 SMEs and 26 academic institutions.
That's impressive. And what about training? How many apprentices and graduates have been recruited?
The Team Tempest partners have recruited more than 1,000 apprentices and graduates since 2018.
Wow, that's a lot of young people getting inspired by this program.
Absolutely, and they've already built strong relationships with their counterparts in Italy and Japan.
Like who exactly?
In Japan, companies like IHI Corporation, Mitsubishi Electric and Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. In Italy, Avio Aero, Electronica and Leonard.
Opus 4, I see. So this is really a global effort with long-term benefits for all three countries.
Right, and it's expected to generate technological, industrial and social benefits for the partner countries.
And inspire the next generation of engineering talent.
Exactly. This program will keep combat air engineering skills onshore for another generation.
And it's not just about the military. It's about the economic and social value too.
Definitely. The UK's combat air industry is a £6 billion a year sector that supports national defence while delivering huge economic benefits.
So in summary, this global combat air programme is a big deal for the UK's aerospace industry.
It certainly is. And for our Northwest Aerospace Cluster, this is a major opportunity to showcase our capabilities on the global stage.
Well, it's exciting to see the UK leading this international effort while supporting local jobs and skills development.
Agreed. This is exactly the kind of programme that reinforces the importance of collaboration between government, military and industry.
And it's a great example of how innovation in aerospace can drive economic growth and create opportunities for future generations.
Right, so stay tuned for more updates on this exciting programme as it develops.
And remember to follow us for the latest news from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.